logical argument, logical argument, and we override now the akal. And now we don't even allow the akal to operate anywhere, because it's only nafsaniyat. So insan, the thing is required, the thing, to train enough, give enough ta'lim, and keep it in the thing. You must keep it now under control. It's just unfortunate now at times now the system of the mashayikh is no longer existing. I mean, in the former days it was relatively easier, where all had proper hankas, true hankas, not places where you should make halka zikr. No, hanka, the function of the hanka is what happens in a hanka. Okay? If the sheikh there the whole day and whoever comes, he doesn't sit with the tasbih there. What he does, he gives nafsan ta'lim. Ta'lim and tarbiyah takes place there. How you have to train this nafs, what you have to do that thing, in order to keep your nafs under control. That is the only work of a hanka, nothing else. It's only, that is the meaning of the tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is not the manullah. That's not the tasawwuf, but nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the tasawwuf. I'll explain some, what is the manullah. The dhikr, that is not the tasawwuf. The tasawwuf is to eliminate the akhlaqa raza'il. When I say eliminate, that means you can to eliminate, and you must subdue it, you must adorn it with the akhlaqa hamida, with the beautiful qualities, the noble attributes. You have to beautify your nafs, tame your nafs. That is the only function of a khanka. And in former days, that was there. Many khankas there were. It was quite easy. It was relatively easy. You could establish a taluk with such a sheikh. And then you go there and you sit and you daily write. If your niyat is right, if you got the ikhlas, your tarbiyat will be made very quickly. This was a system in former days also. In the madaris also. The whole thing, in the classes, we do our lessons, and then after us, you go and you sit there by the sheikh. You said, whatever the sheikh says then, everything is in the Quran and in the hadith. We learn it. قال الله, Allah Ta'ala, قال الرسول, thousands of hadith, we learn ayat of the Quran, tafsir of the Quran, but it doesn't have the effect which that hour of Masiyat, the shares gives, what we learn in the Dars, it doesn't have that effect. Here you come, what we learn is theory here, in the class is theory. And you come here, now we learn how to practically apply now what we have learned now in the classes. But that is how you find that thing. Now, because in this Zamana, in this time, the system is no longer there. We don't have such mashayikh amongst us. So what happens? This ilm, this external dimension of ilm, just the words, it creates more takabur and hasad in the people, in the ulama, in the people who are supposed to be ulama. You can't call, as ulama, you call them mulvis and sheikh, but not ulama. Ulama is something else, something very lofty. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, that of Allah Ta'ala's servants. Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّمَا only the ulama fear Allah Ta'ala. Only the Allah Ta'ala says. So a learned person who lacks khashyat, who is without khashyat, is a fear, humility, everything is combined in that khashyat. The mind is always aware with Allah Ta'ala in the akhirat. That person now is a meaning of the Quran, he is an alim, not somebody that thing is got a lot of book knowledge, yes, but his practical life is barren. What all that knowledge is which he has acquired, you don't see it in his practical life. So that person is a child. So it's going to be an alim that person. So this ilm and the tarbiyat of insan, and this is a sunnah tariqah which has come down from all times, from bygone times, that we have to be in the sahabat now, the thing of a man of Allah. You have to be in the sahabat. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. He said that good company, good sohbet is better than good deeds, than amal saliha. And an evil company is worse than evil deeds. Evil company is worse than evil deeds. So I made dua, Allah made me a'udhu ka min sa'ati su' wa min sahibi su'. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from an evil woman, from an evil moment, and from an evil friend, an evil companion. Evil moment, a moment which you spend even in ghaflat, in oblivion, you are careless, or not even, it may not be spent only just in sin, you are ghafil of the akhir of Allah Ta'ala. No, we don't understand here, but we understand in the akhirat now, that ghaflat that is in us. There in Akhirat, one will understand now the value of a subhanallah, of two rakat salat. You will understand the value there. And you won't have that opportunity now to perform it there. Yeah, if in Jannah you want to perform salat, you can perform any amount of salat, but it won't. Even the salat one and the dhikr you one will make in Jannah, it will not have the value of that dhikr less salat which you perform here in this dunya. Nothing. So Allah Ta'ala has given us now this an opportunity here. This opportunity of life. It's a very valuable opportunity. It's very short. But it's a very valuable opportunity. If you are going to squander it and waste it here, it will never come back. The life in the Akhirah is everlasting. You can't compute it in terms of trillions of years also. There's no end for that. No end for that life. This few short years is no comparison to the Akhirah. But the value is tremendous value. Allah Nabi said, Adina Jifa, world is carrion. But despite it being carrion, the value of this time which Allah Ta'ala has given us here, it's so much that you cannot explain it. You only will understand if you can understand in the Akhirah. When they, Qiyamah before even entering Jannah, when a person will wish Allah for an opportunity to perform two rakat salat or to recite tasbih, that opportunity won't be there. So when Allah Ta'ala ghafalat is a very bad disease in insan. We have time for everything. One will squander, you speak and talk, all type of nonsense. You may not be punished for having wasted that time here, but in terms of the akhirat, it's a great punishment there when you see how you have deprived yourself now of the wealth of the akhirat by having squandered your time here in futility. When a person become ghafil, that is the time shaitan gets hold of a person. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inna shaitan jathib na la qalbi bin Adam. The shaitan is such glued on the heart of Adam, of the son of Adam. Insan sits glued on the heart of insan. Ida dhakara wa khanasa. When insan makes a dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, what is shaitan? He flees. He can't tolerate it. When you make dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, he can't tolerate it. So that is when an evil wasafah comes, evil thought comes to the mind, don't delay 1 second and start to think about it. No immediate response for that is immediately, just say ta'awuz, wala hawla, and left into zikr. Same time, la ilaha illallah, continue. Don't think now, further on. Don't just that immediately start left into zikr, la ilaha illallah, continue. And you'll see it will disappear. Shaitan won't leave you immediately. He will try his best his utmost in order to claim you. So he will continue now the thing with his attempts. But if you keep on, you are constant in reacting in this manner with dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. That is the prescription which Allah Ta'ala gave in the Quran. Imma yanzaghannaka min ash-shaytan nazghun, first is billah, Allah Ta'ala says. Well, in the Quran, when shaitan, the thing, when he assaults your mind with the waswasa, what must you do? First is billah. That you must now seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala, recite ta'awuz. And then you left into dhikr. After a while you see now, your concentration now will increase now. Shaitan will now be defeated, he won't waste his time. He won't waste his time at all, but you know, it's futile now. But what happens is when an evil thought comes, now if that person is a good person, a pious person, but he lacks understanding, or he has not been in the sohbet of them, of a true sheikh, he gets now worried now. And he broods down the thing. Now the shaitan now makes inroads into him. Now the responder immediately just lapse into zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the shaitan, jatum ala qalbi min Adam, the shaitan is glued on the heart of Adam, or heart of the son of Adam, of man. Idha dhakarna khanasa. When he makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala, shaitan flees. Wa idha ghafala waswasa. But when he becomes ghafil, then now you start filling your head and your heart now with all type of waswasa. Now you become parishan, you become worried now. That is, if you got some concern of the deen, you become worried. And if it's a person who's not concerned with the deen, then you become now total slave of the nafs, slave of shaitan now, become the thing. So as all these, the thing, the talimat, we used to gain it from the mashayikh. The system is gone now. So what the mashayikh said, that in the way you are unable to be in the physical sohbet of a sheikh, a kamil, then the next best is now to read the kitabs of nasihat, admonition, what are the advices, the warnings, the life stories of the mashayikh. Great mashayikh also, they adopted, they read. What all year before them have said, daily they spend time and day in order to refresh the iman. In order to refresh the iman, they start reading now the kitabs of the awliya. Instead of reading something else, it is necessary, it's almost wajib for you to read every day a few pages that thing of nasihat. Because the entire day you are involved in worldly activities. And look at the environment. Look at the type of people we are meeting with. You're on all sides, you're surrounded. So much evil, left, right, center, forward, upward, down, wherever, you're just evil. Everything is evil. So obviously the heart must become contaminated. You cannot walk through water and say your feet will remain dry. So we are in this dunya, and this it's just necessary that we become contaminated, our hearts become tarnished, and with all the evil, the pollution that enters our heart, and the eyes and the tongue, these two. Then, eyes and the tongue, through these two avenues, most of the evil that pollutes insan's heart enters him by his eyes and through his tongue. That no exercise control over the tongue, no control over the eyes. This is even people who are supposed to be pious, people of knowledge, they also can't exercise control over the eyes. That is because of ghafalat. Ghafil. Right? The ghafalat is such a thing that it makes us oblivious of our aqaid, of our beliefs. We say that Allah Ta'ala is hazir, is nazir. Allah Ta'ala is present. Right? We believe that. You don't believe it? All right, you're out of the fold of Islam. Everyone say, yeah, I believe. Allah Ta'ala is here, Allah Ta'ala is Hazir, Allah Ta'ala is Nazir. Every moment, there's not a moment that Allah Ta'ala does not see us, does not know what we are doing. Then we say we believe that there are two malaikas with us, right and left. Kiram and Katibin, they record. They are always with us. But when we are now not in a company, in this company, we say no one's going to commit a sin now. No matter how much he desire, he's going to behave himself in the company. Why? He doesn't want to become embarrassed. Because yakin that there are too many people all watching, looking. The yakin is strong in us. But when we are alone, then we can commit a sin. Yet we say, Allah Ta'ala is here. We see the malaika are recording it. This is, now this is the evidence for the absolute deficiency, the weakness of our iman, of our aqidah. When you pray with people, you got evil yakin and angry yakin. Yeah, the mere person is here. I can't disgrace myself, humiliate myself, and commit such an act here, which will ruin my entire reputation. But when they are not here, then I commit now the sin, and I say that Allah Ta'ala is here, He's seeing me, the malaika with me. That is because our aqidah is dead. Right? There's no life. No life in our aqidah. Just like the kuffar believe, they also believe in God. They don't believe in heaven and hell and everything. But just as their beliefs lack the power to restrain themselves from evil, so we are in the same category now. Our beliefs are not strong enough, there's not life enough in our beliefs to keep us within the confines of the Sharia. So that is a problem. We have to, insan has to develop. You have to develop your iman by means of muraqabah. We have to set that thing. I mean, every night in solitude for a few moments, and think that of more, think of the qabr, think of the shortness of life, think of of the azab of Allah Ta'ala. Then by being constant in muraqabah, what will happen, that there will come now life into your aqidah. You will now see, be able to understand, and you will be able to see. You will be able to, with your eyes of your room, you will see Allah Ta'ala. Someone asked Hazrat Rabia Bastia, rahmatullahi alayhim, oh Rabia, tell me, when you worship Allah Ta'ala, do you see Him? She said, if I don't see Him, I won't worship Him. If I can't see Allah Ta'ala, I won't worship Him. I see Him, yes, I see Him. So, the eyes of the batin, our eyes of the body are blind, we are blind. We engross so much in the dunya that there's no time for anything. Now that attitude we gain from the Sahabat al-Salihin, which is now is lacking. And by excellence that the Sahaba had it because of the Sahabat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just a few moments in the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sahabat was sufficient now to reform them. And as we move away further and further from the light, it becomes darker and colder. We are now in such a stage where these mashayikh are all they are gone from this dunya. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about them, Yatabu Salihun. The Salihun, one after the other, in a quick section, they will leave the dunya. Yatabu Salihun. Al-awwalu fal-awwalu. One after the other, they will leave this dunya. وَتَبْكَ الْخُفَالَ. And then what the Nabi says now, and there will remain only the rubbish. Now these are Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words. We must write them. We say, well, we say people are rubbish. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that. وَتَبْكَ الْخُفَالَ. The rubbish, the chaff will remain. كَخُفَالَ تِشَعِيرَ وِتَمِلَ. Like the rubbish, the chaff of barley or wheat, waste will remain, like that will remain. La yubal, la yubal, Allah Ta'ala will not care whatsoever about them. They can do what they want to and they can go what they want to. Their boats are ultimate Jahannam for them. So we are now in such an era where these Salihun are gone now. We are so fortunate, I think, that we, Allah Ta'ala has given some aqal and Allah Ta'ala had put us into contact with some Salih people from which we moved from whose dastarkhan, we picked up some crumbs and we are able to at least, and they have put a torch in our hands, a lamp, so that we can at least make out in this minefield of evil in which we are caught up, we can at least see our pathway and walk through safely until we can get out to the other end. So those people who are fortunate, you know, we have got some aqal and utilize the aqal in the emas, improve on that aqal. And as it says, the kutub of this awliya, they will take the place of this awliya. They will take the place of the awliya. If you, just like you have to eat every day physical food, you must eat, otherwise your body won't. You won't be able to sustain your body. You have to break down if you don't eat every day. So in exactly the same way, if the spiritual food, the ruhani food, nourishment is lacking on a daily basis, your ruh must break down. Your spiritual must break down. This is compulsory, that thing. Now as in former days, that was the system, the daily. You know what, but daily, you sit now in the thing, in the company, the thing, of the sheikh, who was a true sheikh, that thing, was a true warith of Nabi, was a true heir of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You sit in his company and you learn and you apply to your practical life in this manner, that thing you improve. Now they are giving us that thing, ma'amulat. I'm a shaykh giving us ma'amulat now. Everyone who is concerned, that thing, about his akhirat, you've got a quota of ibad. So much zikr you make, so much tilawat you make. What is the purpose, I think, of this ma'amulat? Generally, this ma'amulat, they are not sunnat acts of ibadat. They are not acts of ibadat, sunnat acts of ibadat. But the purpose of this ma'amulat is to create the realization and concentration of the mind. And to create a feeling of permanent remembrance of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. So the ma'amulat, when you have got a ma'amulat to do, this is your quota, so much from here, so much I must do every day, you must not become static now and become stagnant and just, you know, this is you all. No, you must now improve yourself on yourself. You read one juice a day, Quran Sharif. You must now, you know, for the rest of your life now, say, this is my mom, I'm going to read now one juice. Tilawat and salat, these are the two original and the actual forms of ibadat of the sahaba. Tilawat and salat. So you must improve on your tilawat. You improve on your tilawat. You improve on your nafil salat. And all the nafil salat which I mentioned in the sunnah, that's the first thing you have to do. Tahajjud salat, ishraq, chaas salat, awabin, tahajjud al-wuzu, salatul hajat, any problem, salatul hajat, immediately perform salatul hajat. So all these masnoon nafil salat, that is the first stage. Then you have to improve upon that now also. You spend some extra time, you know, perform extra salat, nafil salat also. The purpose of that, the dhikr you sit and make, is to embed the dhikr in the heart so that the heart becomes alive now. In the end, you engage your tongue and your heart the entire day in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Does not matter in which condition you are, where you are and what activity you are. your entire day, your tongue has to be engaged in Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. La yazalu lisanuka ratabam min dhikrillah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that your tongue should remain ever fresh with the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. From the morning till the night, don't utilize this mammoth of this tongue to talk drivel and talk nonsense. Utilize it for the purpose for which Allah Ta'ala has created you. It's created for two uses, one for the for material, your physical uses for speaking and for eating and for tasting, and the other big use of the tongue, the major use of the tongue is to the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, keeping the seer, doing good, and to keep it engrossed in Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. And when the tongue is always, when it remains in constant dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, then it will allow filter into the heart will become now embedded with the dhikr. It will become imbued with dhikr, and the heart will always be now in the state of Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. Doesn't matter in which condition you are, where you are, it will be always all your concern will be on Allah Ta'ala. You can be in your business also there. If there's anything happening there, immediately your remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, it will curtail, it will adorn your operations there. Customer comes without valid reason and wants a refund. Take this thing, that thing. Now, you know, if you are man of Allah Ta'ala, if Allah Ta'ala's zikr is in your heart, you understand this thing. No, the sawab in making a refund, you don't say, no, there's no that thing, valid reason, nothing, what is wrong, nothing wrong with the goods, why must I give a refund? No, you will understand. No, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you make a refund, then it is called iqara. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will exchange your sins for good deeds. Yeah, you will get the sawab is tremendous. That means. So everything, all our worldly activities will then be subservient now to Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Yeah, and whatever you do, you will now pursue Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. That is if Allah Ta'ala remembers in the heart. You will not be hard with your debtors. You will not be callous and act now like your really capitalist business people. Just everything is just now, you just see everything in terms of money now. Everything in terms of the dunya. No, we have to make a blend. We have to mellow our worldly activities with our akhlaq, and that is only possible when the heart is constantly in a state of dhikrullah. All we have to, as the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Kul mutin lillahi fahuwa dhakir." Everyone who is obedient unto Allah Ta'ala is a dhakir. He remembers Allah. Now, when there is something of pertaining to your dunya, and then before you embark upon it, it occurs to you, is this thing right or wrong? Is it haram or halal? Will Allah Ta'ala be pleased with me or not? When you start thinking along such lines, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you are a zakir, that person is a zakir now. Because if he, zakir means remembers Allah Ta'ala. If he did not have the zikr in him, then he would not have thought in this fashion. Nothing like that. You just do what comes in the nafs. So as an insan, a Muslim insan is something else. It's a wonderful creature, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Ajabun al-mu'min. Mu'min is a wonderful being. Ajabun al-mu'min. Ida asaba u khayrun. Hamidallah wa shakara. When goodness, prosperity comes its ways. What is that? Hamid Allah wa shakra. Makes the hamd of Allah Ta'ala. Praise Allah Ta'ala and makes shukr. Shukr in itself is another bayan itself. What is your meaning of shukr? When asabatu musibatun, hamid Allah wa sabara. And when a musibat, a calamity befalls him, what he does? Then he also makes the hamd of Allah Ta'ala. And he makes sabar. And he makes a well, mu'min usually fi kulli shay'in. And the mu'min, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is rewarded for everything he does. Hatta al-lukmata. Yarfaha ila thimratihi. even for that morsel of food which he, with affection, with love, he puts to the mouth of his wife. Allah Ta'ala rewards him. And that reward is not only akhir, the reward is in the dunya also. Allah Ta'ala creates a lot of barakat in his resource, in his family life, all the barakat comes then. So everything that he has to be done on the basis of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, the dhikr of Allah's remembrance. And without that, insan will not be insan, he will be a hawan, an animal. If this nafs is not trained, if it's not trained, if it's not given the proper hidayat, then obviously we will become now just like animals. And as in our day, there is no other way in which you're going to get this talim of the tarbiyah other than the kutub of the awliya, because I have no more mashayikh. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Anyone who's got any questions, please ask. A couple of minutes, I'm going to go now. No one for questions. Allah. I wanted to read something from the Kitab, inshallah. If Allah Ta'ala gives us again an opportunity, next time we'll read. If Allah Ta'ala gives us opportunity, no one knows what happened tomorrow. No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. We meet again, don't meet again. Come setting that in the hadith. When you wake up in the morning and you find that your iman is intact and you've got your health and you have sufficient food for the day, then you're the king of the world. Don't worry what's going to happen. Yeah, I'm not.